We welcome Shelley Goodner and Erica Smith to WRHI for the Come See Me Festival stuff. Good morning.
Nice, nice. Good morning. Good morning.
Nice to see you. We've been talking about barbecue today and the Everything Butts competition coming up Friday night, and we are going to enjoy some fun with the barbecue as well as great music. Aren't we going to enjoy that, you guys?
Absolutely.
Tell us how you found tell us about the event that we're going to see. Who's coming in to perform for us for Moonlight Jazz and Blues?
Well, we start off with the Jason Poor Trio.
Okay.
And they're kind of speak to the bluesy crowd.
Yeah.
The true enthusiast, perhaps. Yeah. I mean, the true aficionados of jazz that really love the traditional jazz, or?
Well, no, they're more of the blues sound.
Okay.
And then we have Daniel D coming in. He's out of Charleston, and he's a contemporary violinist. It's a very cool, modern sound.
He was at Winthrop last
he
year.
He was. He plays the violin. And
he'll tear it up.
Hip hop violin.
He's amazing. Oh. Yeah. That's
have you heard cool. him before?
I've only seen him online. Yeah. But okay. He looks amazing.
Oh, yes. My gosh. How do you put together a Moonlight Jazz and Blues evening? I mean, you have to tell everybody no sofas. I mean, that's kind of the idea, right?
Darn, there going.
That's kind of the feeling of it, isn't it?
Well, we've seen people do, you know, group picnics. They'll set up a tent and a table, and everybody brings a dish and has a big time. Or we've seen couples come, pack two chairs and pack a cooler and come. The only thing you've got to worry about is glass.
Okay.
It is prohibited and it is taken at the gate. So you certainly want to be careful about that.
Okay.
And
especially if you're thinking of putting something in a big glass.
You know? Exactly.
All of that. Okay.
We've had people lose Pyrex dishes before. Oh, yeah. So you definitely, people automatically think of beer bottles, but don't think about what they're carrying food in. So.
And no pets. We don't want any dogs and stuff.
No pets.
Don't bring your dogs, as much as they might love jazz and I really want to go. No.
That's right. Yeah.
Definitely want to bring out your blankets and your lawn chairs and things. I guess, how many years has this been going on? When did we decide to start the Moonlight Blues and Jazz Festival? Do you know? I mean, it's really been quite popular.
It's been many years, I think,
well,
is
think
what we
right,
want to
Chuck.
Come up
That's
with.
True.
I'm just looking at faces.
Yeah.
Many years.
Are you much of a music person?
Yeah, I mean, I love music. I love everything. So,
sure.
But it's such a fun event. It's just laid back, and I really think Come See Me is just such a beautiful celebration of community and spring and being outdoors. So, I mean, it's just a great time to be out there.
When do you start thinking about this? This is back in August, isn't it, Shelley?
Oh, yes, absolutely. We start planning shortly after we wrap up. We get back together for meetings and get busy.
Are we to the point where people are calling us to perform? Do they want to be performers on the stage or something? Or do you have to go out and do we have a committee that goes out and listens to the groups and things like this?
Yeah, I mean, some people submit and, reach out and say, we'd love to be a part. But, you know, we're always looking
for
new acts and stuff.
Okay.
So where is it going to be held so that we can make sure people are parking at the proper places?
It's at the Winthrop Lake, right by the Winthrop Coliseum. And then it's just $5 for 21 and older.
Will we have wristbands for that or any?
Yes, wristbands for 21 and older.
That'll be good. Excellent.
I love it. Well, I like mainstream. I'm kind of a smooth jazz. You know, I worked smooth jazz at one time. It's kind of the new beautiful music type format. But I kind of loved it. It was really, it's something for everybody. It's kind of mainstream and stuff. I like the smooth jazz guitar people.
It's like the end of the week, right? It's like the end of the week.
Right.
You get to come
down.
And we're going to be enjoying some great food as well.
Absolutely. And if you don't have time to cook before you leave the office, we do have the Anything But Butts competition going on. And for $1 sample, you can kind of stroll around and try everything.
Get plenty.
From gumbo, desserts. It doesn't matter. They've got it, and it's delicious every time.
Well, so we're going to open up the doors here at 6 o'clock?
Yep.
Okay.
6 to 10.
And then I guess the food's going to be served right around 6:30?
And I think actually the gates open at 5:30, but the music begins at 6.
Okay, that sounds good.
What's the toughest part of doing this, ladies, both of you on the committee heading up this thing? What's the toughest part of putting this all together? Is it just logistics of the size of this thing or what? Do you have something that comes to mind?
It's really a pretty well-oiled machine at this point. I mean, it's been going on for so long, and, there's so many people that have been doing it.
This is not y'all's first. Obviously, you've been involved some way, shape, or form before, huh?
In Come See Me, yes, but this is our first time doing Moonlight Jazz and Blues.
Yeah, but it helps if you're involved with this thing and know what Come See Me is all
Absolutely.
About.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You sort of see how it works, and you can fit yourself right into this. Like, okay, this is my spot, and this is what I'm going to do for the whole machine.
Right.
For sure.
Yep.
This is great. Did y'all go as, not that you're old, but did you go as young ladies have you been coming to see me for a long time?
No, actually, we're both from Sumter, South Carolina, and we moved here to go to Winthrop. And so it wasn't until 98 that we got to experience Come
ago.
See Me.
But we were,
I know, it's a long time ago. We don't like to talk about that, Chuck.
How is, y'all both are from Sumter?
Yes.
How is Sumter? What's big on Friday night in Sumter?
We wouldn't know. We moved here.
Okay. That's a good answer.
We never look back, Chuck.
It's something to do with irises, I believe.
I got you.
Yes, there is an iris festival at some point.
Well, this is great. For many, many years, we've been doing this this Moonlight Jazz, which is coming up here tomorrow night. It's going to be at the Winthrop Lake.
That's right. That's 1162 Eden Terrace, if you need to put that into your GPS to find it. But you know how the Coliseum is. It's a great place to park and very safe, and everybody's going to have a great time.
Absolutely.
Great to see
you. There was a place in Atlanta at Chastain Park, which is an outdoor amphitheater and stuff. It's right there in the heart of North Atlanta, neighborhood and everything, also in this park, and it's got a nice little amphitheater and stuff. And people go there because they've got a nice seating area and stuff like this, and I'd like this to catch on here at the Moonlight Jazz Festival. People go and cater it, and you got white napkins, you got tablecloths, you got the silver serving thing. People go nuts here and have people cater in and stuff. We should start doing that here.
Sort of happening with anything but butts, right?
So that sucked everything I just said right there. I thought that was such a great buildup. Yes, Chuck, yes! Well, they do kind of...
We need the white napkins.
They do kind of do this with the tents and everything, and then you get there and you think, you know, we didn't really go crazy enough on this, did we? Because it is kind of... People like they act like they're going to be for the weekend. They're just there for a few hours.
Right.
Yeah.
You do see a lot of that in Sponsor Row. A lot of our sponsors will go all out and cater to a lot of their... customers and that sort of thing.
And listen, we've been joking about this a lot, but listen, no sofas. We mean it. Okay.
Yes.
No sofas, no couches, no ottomans, no relaxing chair, no lounge chairs. Okay, just really.
No barca loungers.
No barca loungers. That's it. No dad's recliner. You know that?
Not a bad idea.
All of a sudden, it's on a pair of skis and it's going across some lawn somewhere, being pulled by a pickup truck. What happened?
Well, Shelly Goodner and Erica Smith, thanks for coming in and being a team leader for the Moonlight Jazz
Thank
and Blues
you.
Festival.
Good for
looking
y'all.
Forward
Thank
to
you.
It.
Take care.
Thank
All right.
You.
It's 60. You think they mean thank you?
I think they do.
Okay. All right.
You know, stay tuned for more Come See Me Festival coverage presented in part by Classic Metals and Rock Hill Coca-Cola here on the official voice of the Come See Me Festival, 100.1 FM WRHI.